Okay, let's just for a minute catch up. And Chazal, we're talking about two malchios, two kingdoms. There's the Malchus HaShemesh, the kingdom of the sun. Malchus HaShemesh means the Seder of this world, the order of this world. In all of existence is called Tachas HaShemesh. We're called that which exists under the sun. And that's the Seder HaTivi. And the Shemesh means everything is Masuder. Everything is functioning according to the Seder HaRo'i Lo. To that Seder that is necessary for all of existence to continue. That's the Malchus HaShemesh. Then there's the Malchus HaOdom. Then the Malchus the Malchus of the human being. The Malchus HaOdom is more exciting because an Odom can acquire milas, can reach levels beyond the Seder HaTeva. He can rise above the natural order of things, but it's also at the same time, of course, it's dangerous. It's dangerous because the same way that man has the ability to rise above the Seder HaOlam, he also has the Cholas to go out of the Seder in a negative way, and this is the Sakana in which man finds himself. This is the malchus of the Adam. We're going to talk more about this, of course, as we go along. But that's what we're dealing with. And we saw, therefore, that the 365 negative commandments, the 365 los assays, are there to maintain the Seder. The primary purpose of the los assays is to maintain that order that is required for the Jewish people to exist in this world. That corresponds to the days of the sun, of the solar calendar, because the Shemesh means this world and the preservation of existence in this world. And according to this Chazal, the 248 positive commandments that correspond to the organs, the limbs of a human being, the 248, the reason that they correspond to the human being is because that means man's ability to acquire something beyond the Seder HaTeva, beyond the order of this world, to rise above. And only the human being has the ability to do that. The non-Jew, as we learned, is Mekusher and is Meshubah to the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, to that world which is seven, which is Teva. Whereas the Jew has the Ramach mitzvah, say, the 248 positive commandments that enable him to rise above the world. Therefore, on page Ayin Dalad, V'kasher ha-Nevi'im ha-Yim ha-Chichnes Yisrael. Therefore we find that when the Nevi'im, when the prophets were rebuking, were admonishing the Jewish people, when they were ma-Chichnes Yisrael, when they were giving us Musa, ha-Yim ha-Chichim ha-Yisam ha-Dvarim ha-Tivim, we find that throughout Navi they were using examples from the natural world. They were using examples from nature, animals, the sun, the moon, the stars, and so on. They're using all these mishalim. Why? This is Kamesha Omah Hanavi Yeshaya Yoda Shar Koneyo, that even the axe knows the one who acquired, knows his owner. Omoisha Adon Kalanavim Omar Hazinu Hashemayim. He calls the heavens to listen, and the earth, right? And the earth, the heavens and the earth to listen. So the Nevi'im always used, they always addressed the Jewish people in rebuking them to remain within the Seder, just as the world adheres to that Seder, just like all of nature conforms to the order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established. So too, the Jewish people must conform to order, and therefore examples are always being used from the Olam HaTeva, from the natural world. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hazinu Shemayim Vaderes Haaretz Merifi," that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Jewish people, "Look at the heavens and look at the earth and all that exists in them. All this Hashem said I created in order to serve you. Ve'ein lahem schar va'einish, ve'hem lo yishonu midasam." All of creation doesn't receive reward. All of creation is faithful and is loyal to this Seder, this order that I established. Next page. In other words, the earth is faithful to the Seder that Hashem has made. You never find that the sun setting in the wrong place. You never find that a person plants grain and it comes up barley. And you, the Jewish people, you, I've promised reward if you the rest of the world doesn't have reward, but the human being alone is rewarded. And if you don't, if you're not mekayim this, then you'll be punished. Allah has come of a kamba, then how much more so? How much more so? So we find that when the Nevi'im, when the prophets were warning us regarding our negligence in observing the negative commandments, they used all the mashalim from that world that's called Tachas HaShemesh, under the sun. Because under the sun refers to that Seder that Hashem has established. And when a Jew sins, when a human being sins, that's a Yitziyim and HaSeder. That is, in effect, a rebellion against that Malchus that is referred to as the Malchus of the Shemesh. Of course, it's rebellion against Hashem. But the Malchus HaShemesh, which means this physical, natural world. But when they were telling them, however, the additional mile of a human being, that advantage that a human being has over the entire world, that a Jew has over the entire world, that is acquired by observing the 248 positive commandments. The 248 positive commandments are not for the purpose of preserving the Seder in this world, but to allow the Jewish people the ability to rise above the Seder, to reach that potential we've been discussing until now. There we find just the opposite. We learned before, in Perek Beis, we learned that Rabbi Akiva demonstrated that on some level, the handiwork of a human being is superior, kivyachol, to that of Hashem. Of course it's not, but meaning Hashem made the world in such a way, as Rabbi Akiva told on his Rabbis HaRasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way where the grain that Hashem has produced is not yet in the state that is able to be eaten, that's able to be enjoyed by the world. Only a man is able to cultivate and to harvest and to bake and so on, to produce cakes and breads and so on. So Rabbi Akiva, in this respect, Rabbi Akiva was demonstrating that it's through the mitzvah satayr that a human being has the ability to rise above the constraints of this world. And that's why he showed that the human being, on some level, the potential that he has there is above that which exists in reality. Reality is limited, so it can produce grain and so on, but it's limited. The human being is able to rise above. That's what it means. Shem yoyse noy mishubach imayse hateva. This is unique for the human being. Only the human being is able to do this. Therefore, we don't find them all. I mean, this is interesting, and it's really quite remarkable that if you look throughout the entire Tanakh, you will never find the Nevi'im, the prophets, ever using examples from nature to rebuke the Jewish people for their failure to observe positive commandments. It's a pella. That's the Pella. The Moral could say such a thing because he knew the entire Tanakh. We would obviously have to run a thorough search, right? But the Moral says that you won't see this because positive commandments are not part of this world. Therefore, you could use a mashal from this world, we use mashalim, but the Nevi'im, when they spoke of the responsibility of the Jewish people to observe their mitzvahs, they did not use mashalim of this world. Only when it comes to our ignoring the negative commandments, because that's part of the Seder of this world. That's the purpose of the negative commandments, is to preserve that Seder. Therefore, the Navi will say, look how everything in the world conforms to the Seder except you. You're not conforming to that Seder.
How does that difference translate in actual Kiyum HaMitzvahs? Think of Mitzvahs Asay. That means if you're doing something
like that, every time one does a mitzvah saseh, that means that he is acquiring a mila above this world. That means that he is taking a trip to that place that's called lamalam and hashemesh, beyond the sun, above the sun. Every mitzvah asay, even if it's a mitzvah asay that's al piseichel, that we understand, like kabbalas avicha vesimecha. When a Jew observes this mitzvah l'shem baro, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're mitzvahim, because of that we're commanded on Hasinai, that he's that mitzvah is able to transport him beyond, to lift him up to a level beyond this world.
The world would be running chas v'shalom, that everybody would only keep the voice.
Then it would be the same thing as behemoth, like we learned. That's the difference between a behemoth and an adam. That there would be no purpose in man's creation, and everything would exist only in accordance to that seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was established. There'd be no free choice. The fact that a man has free choice gives him the wonderful opportunity to engage in these 248 mitzvahs with all the rabbanans and so on, and all the customs, which can take him above and beyond reality. Or, on the other hand, he could sink lower than any animal. He could descend to the lowest place, which an animal can't possibly descend to. That's man's greatness, and it's also the danger that man finds himself in. That's Bechira Chavshus. The Kasher Rotsa Hashem Yisburach Lezakas is Israel. When the Baruch Shalom chose to be mezakeh the Jewish people, to give us the schus, b'shnei minei mitzvahs, Shem Loi says say v'asei. So the Baruch Shalom gave us two types of mitzvahs, negative commandments and positive commandments. Sha mitzvahs Loi says say, heim sheyishma seder. The purpose of the negative commandments is to observe the seder, to maintain that order. Shlo yil adam yitzim and haseder. The man should not leave the Seder. Nosanli Yisrael minyan ha-mitzvahs kemispa yimayis ha-chama. Therefore, we receive the amount of mitzvahs that correspond to the days of the solar calendar. Because then we're conforming to that. We're being obedient and loyal subjects in that world that's called the Malchus of the Shemesh, of the sun. This world is called Tachas HaShemesh. Ki kvar marnu ki ha-chama hishmira Seder ha-nimtzayim. It's through the sun that all physical existence is able to exist in this Seder. V'yamehaim shasa, and there are 365 days. V'elu shasa yamim, these 365 days, heim mashlimim amitas malchus achama. These complete and perfect the malchus of the sun. Kamo ha'ivorim la'adam. Just like the human being is constructed of these 248 avarim, these 248 limbs, and that creates the kaima, that creates that structure that is known as man. So too, the solar year consists of 365 days, and the 365 days together construct the shleimus of the seder of this world, of the order of this world. This number, next page, Shehu Shasa, which is 365, this number, this is a number that indicates the Shmira, the careful observance of the Seder. Therefore, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are the essence and the soul of all creation, of all mankind. Just like the sun means this lower world, and the ability to rise above this world, together include all that exists, heaven and earth. Therefore, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, which is to establish a Seder of this world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Torah that consists of 365 negative commandments, kemispar yamayis achama, which correspond to these days of the year, shishmiris Seder hametzias. Let's look at footnote 50. The Torah atzmi hi Seder hametzias shei Yisrael. The Torah is the Seder hametzias of the Jewish people. That's when Hashem gave us a Seder. That's when Hashem gave us a particular unique Seder that we have to fit into. Because the Torah itself is the Seder of all reality. And that's what Chazal meant when they said that Hashem gazed into the Torah and He created the world. Hashem gazed into the Torah and created the world because the Torah is the Seder of the Bria. It's the Seder of the world. 56. Therefore, the morale says throughout his svarim, we spoke about this a little bit. Therefore, we see that Avram Avinu was able to observe the Torah before it was given, because Avram Avinu, the Ovis, they were able to look into the Seder of creation and work their way backwards, which is amazing. We can't understand that. As Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, they were able to look at reality, and from reality to work their way back to Tzitzis and Tfil. As they saw in creation, they saw this, the Araisa, the Torah into which Hashem gazed. The world exists because of Torah. That's why in the story of creation it says, so of course Rashi says there, Rashi brings from Chazal that it says Yom Hashishi, the sixth day, because all of creation was dependent upon the giving of the Torah that would take place on the sixth of Sivan. So all of reality was depending upon this. Im yikabli Yisrael ha-Torah, if the Jewish people will accept the Torah, mutav, then fine. V'im kein divrei Torah mechazkim v'tomchim hakol. Therefore, it's only through the observance and the study of Torah that reality is empowered, that reality is able to continue. Ad sheyesh la'olam kiyum, so the world has a kiyum. V'kol zeh, the reason for this is, v'mnei ki ha-Torah hi seder ha-odam. That the Torah is the seder of, for man to exist. How man should act. This is the inyan of Torah. As far as the nations of the world are concerned, their inyan of Torah is the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And those seven mitzvahs are observed because they were given to Moshe and Har Sinai, as the Rambam says beferish, that if the non-Jews do not observe the seven mitzvahs, because they were given in Har Sinai, but because they make sense, or they are appealing to them somehow rationally or emotionally, but not because they were given in Har Sinai. So the Rambam says that these Bnei Noach are not in the category of Chassidei Umos Olam. So one version says Ela Michachmeim, or the other text in the Rambam reads Veloy Michachmeim. So the more accepted text is Ela Michachmeim. These are wise Bnei Noach, because on their own, intellectually, rationally, they realized that it's necessary to conform to a certain Seder. But they're only Chachamim, but they're not Chassidei Umos Olam, because they are not doing this for this, because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. V'zeu inyan HaTorah. In truth, the Seder of all reality is in Torah itself. The Seder of all reality. And that's why I was once explaining in a shiur on Shabbos, I went over this a little bit Rosh Hashanah time, that we find a concept. It's in the Arvei Nochal in Parshas Shlach. We find the idea that the conquest of Eretz Yisrael depended upon, or a certain place in Eretz Yisrael depended upon, Osniel ben Knaz restoring through his pilpul the halachas that were lost in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu's Avelus, right? It was when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away as a result of the bilbul that took place, the confusion in the aftermath of his talkus, of his death. So we know that there are different versions about how many halachas were forgotten. So, let's say 300 halachas were forgotten. So the Torah tells us that it's only Osniel ben Knaz who was able to conquer Kiryas Sefer. And that's why it's called Kiryas Sefer. There's a whole Torah there in the Arvei Nochal and Parshas Shlach that Kiryas Sefer, that the Arvei Nochal says that because Osniel ben Knaz, according to Chazal, the Gemara says that Osniel ben Knaz was the one who was able, through the koach of his pilpul, through the koach of his logical deductions, his study of Torah, he was able to retrieve, to reconstruct that missing portion of Torah Yisrael, of our Torah, that as a result of that he was able to conquer Kiryas Sefer, because he knew that piece of reality corresponded to those 300 halachas. And there's a whole arichas there in the Arvei Nachal, a very half of the good piece. But he knew, Othniel ben Knaz understood, that place of Eretz Yisrael was inconquerable unless he conquered that area of Torah. Once he was able to conquer that piece of Torah, mimele, the Jewish people were easily able to enter into Kiryas Sefer, which is not the original name of the place. But the Arvei Nachal speaks about that, why it was called Kiryas Sefer, because here it was clearly revealed that every single part of this physical world corresponds to a pasuk, in other words, when you're learning, like it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, that the oisiyas, the letters of the Aleph Beis, are stones. The letters are arvanim. And therefore, when you put, that's why it's instead of an even, is instead of Aleph Beis. And when you put the ois, when you put the stones together, you're able to build houses. And, and from houses, you're able to build blocks and communities and cities and so on. All of the oisiyas, the letters of the Aleph Beis, and how they receive meaning when they're put into the Seder of the Torah, when they're put into the order of the Torah that we see, all of that is what gives life to physical reality. That's what gives life to physical reality. Therefore, when the Ramban speaks about this in his introduction to Chumash, about the Tzirufim of the Aleph Beis, there's a famous Ramban there in his Akdama, how Kadosh Baruch Hu, why we don't find in the beginning of Torah, why doesn't it say that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar Bnei Yisrael, Ma'atu Aleihem, Bereishis Bara Elokim, and that whole Hakdama of the Ramban. So the Ramban says that the entire Torah from the beginning to end are Shemos of Hashem, are names of Hashem. We don't, when we look at the Torah, we see it already broken down into Psukim, into words and so on. But if the Torah would be taken, it would be put the Beis of Bereishis over here, and we just have one straight line, without breaking it into words or into Psukim, right, until the Lamed of Le'ene Kol Yisrael, so that can be broken down into Shemus and into names of Hashem. And all of reality is going to depend upon how those Oisiyas are broken down. That's why the Sefer HaKadoshim discuss, how is it possible the Torah was given before creation, how is it possible for man to have free choice? If the Torah was given before creation, it means that it already said that Adam is going to eat from the tree. It already said that the Jews are going to sin by the golden calf. So how could the Torah have existed before creation? So the tzaddikim explain that the Torah existed in that primordial state of what? Of just the oisiyas of the letters. That's why we daven, asei imanu ois l'toiva. That means that in our bechira, Hashem, may we choose the right thing so that the letters are arranged and divided, that the tzirufim should divide to form words that are good and constructive, wonderful words. In other words, had we not sinned with the golden calf, then those oisiyas, those very same letters, would have been broken down in a different way. It would have said fantastic stuff. It would have said, you know, we had Fabrengen, we had Mashke, and we sang the Gunda. Whatever, it would have been beautiful. Instead, Nebuchadnezzar came out a terrible Maisa. But the oisiyas can be broken down. So all of reality depends upon the Bechira, the choice that every Jew makes, how he's going to act in terms of his observance of mitzvahs or his failure to observe mitzvahs, and in terms of his commitment and his devotion to the study of Torah, because that is the life force of all of creation. That is reality. So that's what he's explaining. The Maral says that all the seder of a human being, we see how it's mefurish in Torah. The Torah says, honor your parents, don't steal, don't do this, do that. The Torah gives specific instructions of how we're to live. That we see as far as the Seder Adam is concerned. As far as the Seder of the world is concerned, we don't see that. I mean, the great tzaddikim, and certainly those who are attached to the Zohar Kodesh and to the Kisvei Ari, so even how physical reality exists, that's also found in that those tzaddikim are able to see and able to understand physical reality. Also, by, as we said from the Ovis and so on, we're able to look into the Torah, we're able to look into the world, and they're able to see the oisiyas of Torah in the world. That's why I've mentioned many times that before the Baal Tanya was Nifter, that before he was Nifter, so his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, asked him, the Alter Rebbe said to his grandson, Mendel, look what do you see? And the Tzemach Tzedek was looking, and he was trying to follow where his grandfather was looking. And he looked up at the ceiling, and he said that he sees a kairos. He sees the kairos, the beams of the house. So the Baal Tanya said, I don't see any more the beams. I only see the kuf, the vav, the resh. He only sees the oisiyas. Before he died, the Baal Tanya looked, and all he saw were the letters. He didn't see the things anymore, just the letters of the Torah. Can you imagine? He just saw the oisiyas. He couldn't see anything else. Just And he looked at him and he saw only the Isis Menachem Mendel, and he looked at his grandson. And he told him that. That's all he was able to see. And that's the last thing before he passed away. He saw just the Isis as he was crossing from this world to the next world. That's the Seder HaBriya. But this, we don't see the Seder HaBriya with our eyes. We don't see this. But it is the Seder. That's what the Ma'al is saying over here. Raki Seder, in the footnote still, Raki Seder, Odom, Uniglam, Mufush, Betorah, Val Seder, Oilam, Kulo, Gamkin, Betorah, Shein, Torah, Rak Seder, Metzias, Oilam, Bechlolo. Vizel, Shomer, Medrash, Shahi, Mabit, Betorah, Baruch, Oilam. That's what Chazal mean when they said that Hashem looked in the Torah and He created the world. But Shlomish, Ator, Ba'atzma, He Seder, Akol. The Torah is the Seder. Ulakach, therefore, Kasherot, Hashem is Baruch, Livar, Yisai, Lomo, Lisai, the Rasai. Therefore, when Hashem is Baruch decided to create the world and to establish the Seder, Hoya Mabit, Betorah, He looked into the Torah. She Seder, Akol, Baruch, Oilam, Vaseder, Humakayim, Akol. That is the meaning that all of creation was waiting for the day that the Jewish people were going to receive the Torah. It didn't have, in other words, until the day of Kabbalah's Torah, until the Torah was given to Har Sinai, reality did not have a pnimius de mitzias. It didn't have its real mitzias. Only when the Torah was given. That's why those are called those generations, those 26 generations. From the time of creation to the time that the Torah was given, are correspond to the 26. The Chazal tells the 26. Hoid Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Ilam Chazdo. The 26 in the Seder of the Hoid Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Ilam Chazdo, because there were 26 generations where Kadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world Chinam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world even though the world was not on its own, was not able to exist. Hashem is Baruch. It was like it was welfare. The Baruch Shalom was a Chinam because the world didn't have existence. The only existence the world had until the Torah was given for 26 generations, 26 generations, the only existence that the world has was Ki Lo Olam Chasdei. It was the Baruch Shalom just did a taiva. He kept the world going. But as far as the world being able to earn its keep and having a tachlis and having a pnimius and so on, that's only once the Torah was given Yom HaShishi on the sixth day of Sivan. She said that HaKol, Bayim is Kayim HaKol. That's the keem of the Bria.
You're
making that assumption. That's not what it says in the Svarma Kedoshim. That Avraham Avinu, that the Avos were able to keep the Torah. So the question is, does that mean? I'm not going to go. I don't have time to go into this right now. But I spoke about this many times, and the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Olav Shalom, has a few very, very remarkable Torahs in this Inyan. The whole question of whether or not before the Torah was given there was such a thing as a Chefta Shel Kedusha. In other words, was there a reality that was imbued with holiness or was it not? In other words, are we talking about that the Gavra, that the human beings, these amazing people, the Ovis, they personally accepted upon themselves to observe these mitzvahs? Do we say, therefore, that it was a din in the Gavra, that the people themselves made this choice, but that doesn't mean that this is called a Chefza Shel Tefillin, or this has a din of a Sefer Torah, or this has a din, or this has even a shame, this has a, let's say, Kedusha Sabris, and so on. Only through Mitzvah HaTorah, when the Baruch Shalom said to put on Tefillin, the Baruch Shalom said to write a Sefer Torah, can there be such a thing that reality is itself imbued with Kedusha. Otherwise, there are people who voluntarily were doing acts of holiness, but that reality itself should be revealed to be a place that's imbued with, and that's infused with the Mitzias HaBayre. That's something that could not be until Kabbalah Torah. It couldn't be.
It's Takarai Sabraham, and they saw through the world that the Torah preceded the world by the 2,000 years of
right.
Weren't they doing it because the Torah said already wasn't already Chas HaShemitzel?
The Tzivu of the Torah was on Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Chulin in the Perush of Mishnayis, that one shouldn't make a mistake to think that the reason that we avoid eating the Gidanosha is because Yaakov Avinu with the Maisa with the Malach. That's not why we don't eat the Gidanosha. We don't eat the Gidanosha because the Baruch Shalom told us. He gave by Har Sinai, he gave his stamp that we're not going to eat the Gidanosha. And that's the side of Kol Torah Kula. It's not because, without observing anything because of before Har Sinai. Therefore, the Ovis were limited. Even though they took upon themselves to observe these things, Nevertheless, they did not have the koyach to affect physical reality. And that's the question that's discussed by all the achrayim. It's found in the writings of the Rogatchover, Avni Nezer, Rabbi Yosef Engel, all the tzaddikim. As Nageya to Hanukkah also, because they bring the medrash with Hanukkah, about the question of whether the Drabonans, the Chachamim, are din in the Chavs or only din in the Gavra. In other words, do Chazal have the ability, once the Torah was given, do Chazal have the ability to affect physical reality? It comes up davka with the Indian of Zayis Chanukah, Moses Shem and Shemaneh, with the leftover oil after Chanukah and so on. If there's anything of the oil that's left from Chanukah, is it possible that there's an inherent kedusha in that which the Chacham themselves decreed to be kaddish? That's a very important and interesting discussion, but the Ovis did not have the capacity to enter into that world bichlal, because the Torah wasn't given in Har Sinai. And it's only when the Torah was given in Har Sinai that this becomes something that's possible. This is a very big Indian. She saw Nash of Kolam and Sias. Look at footnote 51. The Jewish people are considered to be Kol HaMetzias, all of reality. What does that mean? Machem Shekol HaOlam Nivra B'Shvil Yisrael. As Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, all of creation, the world was created for Yisrael. Kamavur B'Gar Ayye B'Reishis. Lokach Yisrael Einem Makbilim Rak L'Chelek Echot Shel HaMetzias. Einem Makbilim L'Shnei Chalakeha Shel HaMetzias. You see, the rest of mankind is confined to the world that's beneath the sun. And all of mankind are subjects in the malchus that's called of the Shemesh, of the sun, of that world under the sun. Therefore, the goyim have seven mitzvahs, because there are 7 days of creation, which means the natural physical order, which is under the malchus of the sun. But the Jewish people belong to both chalokim. They have a foot in the malchus of the Shemesh, because they're part of this physical world, and therefore they have to observe the mitzvahs to maintain, the loisese is to maintain the seder of this world and their place in the world. On the other hand, they're also the malchus ha'odom, which is the ability to rise above this world. Uber ha'goyla, ber shlishi kosov, the Ratmar writes over there, v'akash baruch v'heishel Yisrael, ki dovize iyev shoshig yishke cheson. Now you recall, some of you might remember, that the Gemara is in Brachos, the fifth parak. But the Gemara that discusses the fact that the Jewish people were afraid that Hashem was going to forget them. We were afraid. We read that during the Shiva de Nechemta, that the Jewish people were afraid that we were going to be forgotten. So Hashem told them, "Kidav is a eif shishka chesam. It can't be that Hashem is going to forget us. Shloshay shikha bedav shu hakol, because it's not possible to forget something that's everything." You can forget a detail, you can't forget the whole thing. What does that mean? Why a person is not able to forget the whole book? You can forget a whole book, because that's not hakol. The entire book is not hakol. A person is able to forget the detail, but he can't forget the very thing itself. You can't forget the thing itself. A person forgets only that which is not important. Which is no longer relevant to him. It's not relevant. It's not important. That's why he doesn't pay attention. A person doesn't forget to eat. A person doesn't forget to go to sleep. So if something is not choshev, if this is something which is not essential to your existence, therefore you could forget it. It's not essential. Al Yisrael Hem Hakol. The Maral says, but the Jewish people, they are the tachlis of creation. In other words, the Baruch Shalom, the Jewish people are afraid, but you're going to forget us. So Baruch Shalom says, what do you mean I'm going to forget you? Then there's no creation, because the Jewish people are the essence of creation. So it's ridiculous. It can't be, because without the Jewish people, then there is ayin, then there is no existence. Then nothing exists without Yisrael. There is no existence. He called ha'olam lo nivra ela b'shvil Yisrael. K'may sh'om b'kam b'kermes. Lefichach ein shay shichavuz. Therefore, they cannot be forgetting. Ki im oysam yishkach, im kein ma yisker. Because if you... Forgetting means that there's something that you remember and there's something that you forget. But if the Jewish people have forgotten, there's nothing else to remember. Because that's all there is Yisrael. Me'achash Yisrael hem ha'kol. Shekol ha'metzi is nivru b'shvil Yisrael. When you forget something, it means that that which you have forgotten does not have mitzias by you. It doesn't exist in your... It no longer exists by you. It's like someone who has died. But if something is everything, it's the essence, then ein b'zeh shikha, it can't be forgotten. The kol mokam sheyifna hu lefanav, wherever you turn, you see it, because it's hakol. You're reminded of it every single second. There isn't the possibility even for a second not to be reminded. The highest madrega is shivisa shan negdi samid. There's a song from the Vedicha about that called Dudala. Have you ever heard the song? There's a song Dudala from the Vedicha. The words are very, very beautiful. But the point of the song is, when I look over here, I see you, Hashem. I look here, I only see my dudalam. It means my beloved, right? Doidi. I look here, I look up, I look down, I look everywhere. No, I can't. There's nowhere where I can look where I don't see my beloved, because that's not possible to forget, because it's hakol. So wherever you turn, the hakol is there. Hashem cannot forget Yisrael because there's nothing else to remember, Kivyachal. That's Hakol. That's all there is. So that's the meaning that Yisrael backups. That's what it means. Asher Yisrael nechshavu kol ha-metzias. That the Jewish people are the entire Metzias. K'moy shoha chama v'ha'odim hem kol ha-metzias. Right? As we have seen that the chama, which means that chama, the sun, which means the Metzias of this physical world, and the odim, which means Yisrael, the Jewish people who are the essence of man, that means the ability to rise above the physical world. Between the two of them, all territory is covered. The Shemesh, the sun, means Eretz, and the Jewish people, the Adam, means Shemayim, means above the world. So Shemayim and Eretz is everything. That's all there is. Therefore, these are the two Malchias of nature and of Yisrael. Okay, back on top. The second column, that Hashem established a seder in reality that corresponds to the that is the number 365. Those are the days of the year. So the Baruch Shalom gave the Jewish people, and only the Jewish people, 365 negative commandments. Yodam Shmiras HaSeder, and the Jewish people are therefore able to, through their observance of the Torah, the 365 negative commandments of the Torah, they are able to establish and to maintain the Seder of creation. Therefore, all the Chazals and all the Sfarim HaKadosh will talk about the fact that when a Jew is doing an Aveira Chalila someplace, that it could cause, it affects the world in many, many different ways. It could have an impact upon all of reality. Which the Ramchal and all the Chokrim and all the Mekubalim say that none of the actions of a non-Jew can affect the cosmos. Only the actions of a Jew can affect. The only way that a non-Jew can affect the cosmos is if he bothers a Yid, if he stays a Yid, or if he does a Torah for a Yid. So indirectly, certainly, it does have an impact. But a non-Jew does not have the ability through his actions, through his words, through his thoughts, to cause anything to happen in Metzias. It's a din in the Gavra. He is a good guy because he keeps his seven mitzvahs. Beautiful. But as far as reality is concerned, reality cannot be affected one way or the other. U'b'shmiris mitzvahs le'sesei ein yitzia min ha-seder. This establishes the seder that there's no yitzia min ha-seder. Next page. Now, the 248 positive commandments. Shem kinyan ma'ase. Now man has the ability to acquire something beyond the Seder, above the Seder. Shal yodam kaina ma'ilu shlemus. Keneged chelek ha-metzias ha-sheini. Now this corresponds to the second area of Malchus. That's the Malchus of the Adam, not of the sun, which is the natural physical order, but the Malchus of Adam. Keneged chelek ha-metzias ha-sheini shu ha-adam. Shenimsa ba'adam kinyan ma'ilu, that man is able to acquire ma'ilus above this world. Shleitimsa the chelik arishon, that do not exist in that first chelik of reality that's called the malchus of the sun. She'ein bo kinyan klal. Rak nishra al masha nivralav. That first thing that's called malchus HaShemesh, that malchus is maintained by everything staying the way that it was created. Stay exactly the way that you are. And the way that you are is the Shmirus HaSeder, and that's it. Ha'odem bilvad yesh bo kinyan maila, as we've been learning. Only man has the ability to acquire a maila, to reach higher levels beyond the world. V'ha'evarim shel ha'odem heim shleimus tzuras ha'odem. And the Evarim of a person, now the 248 positive commandments correspond to the tzura of a human being, to the structure of the human image. The human being who's created B'Tselem Elokim, the image of God. The 248 limbs correspond to that. The 248 mitzvahs correspond to the tzura sa'adam, because it's through the 248 mitzvahs that a person is able to be mashlim, that he's able to complete, that he's able to perfect the tzura sa'adam, that he's able to acquire that. He's able to acquire that shame, that name of Adam, of the Adam HaShalem, that can only take place through the observance of the 248 positive mitzvahs. Look at footnote 57. L'shoni b'drush l'shabbos shuvah v'chein kol ha'evarim shuvah Adam. Everything the Maral says, he was all Kabbalah, but he wrote in a way that doesn't sound like it's Kabbalah. V'chein kol ha'evarim shuvah Adam. Im shehem nimtzom gam ken balchaim. So you find the animal also has this. An animal has a heart also. The animal also has a leg. So a human being has an Adam has a leg, and an animal has a leg. Murim heim apulos asher etzel Hashem yisale. Right, so Adam nivra b'tzuroso agashmas legamrei b'tzelem lakim. The physical form of an animal corresponds to nothing at all in the higher world. That's it. That's all it is. Bama, that's a behemoth. But the physical form of a human being, the kaimas ha'adam, the sheer hakaima of a human being, of course, is a reflection of all of the ten spheres. It's a reflection of everything above. Vini pulus Hashem yisal aboy miito tov elamakabel aboy miito pulus lahepech vehem yiminu smol. So we know that, for instance, the Maral is telling us that we know that when something good happens here in this world, we see it as something which is good. That's called the right. The right side, yeah? That's called the right arm or the right leg, depending upon what's happening. That's the right side, which is chesed. And the human being's right side corresponds to chesed. It's not just a nice idea. It's not a symbol. Chas v'sham to say that. That's why there were mekubalim, and Rav Kook wrote about this in one place, that as much as Rav Kook admired Rav Shamshon Fol Hirsch, all the tzaddikim did. So Shmuel Hirsch was saved the whole Yiddishkeit in Germany. There was tremendous, tremendous negativity towards his interpretation of mitzvahs as symbols. Terrible negativity because the Mekubalim see this as mitzias, not something that says this is a beautiful idea that symbolizes this and symbolizes that. The Mekubalim couldn't stand that. And Rav Kook himself, who was, as you know, was a Mekubal Otzum V'Noira, as Rav Kook himself was very critical in an extremely respectful and loving way, but he was very critical of this, that this is bechlal not them, this is not the pnimius haTorah, and someone who does not learn the inner truth of Torah, so he sees that this is a nice idea and that this is a symbol of such or a symbol of that. That's not pnimius haTorah. Pnimius haTorah means that's what it is. The Mezuzah Magid, I mentioned once in the shul that the Mezuzah Magid, over the course of his lifetime, lost the ability to use his left hand and to walk on his left side. And the Baal Tanya said, because Mezuzah Magid spent his whole life davening for chesedim and working on the midas hachesed to the point that his left side became incapable, he was no longer capable of using the left side of his body. Since the left side of the body is din, it's not just a symbol of din, it is din. Therefore, Mezuzah Magid couldn't use the left side of his body anymore. He couldn't lose it. It wasn't functioning because he poured all of his kaychis into yamin, into the right side, into chesed. And so, therefore, the tzuras ha'adam, the image of man is not merely what they call a reflection or a symbol, or that it has very, there are very beautiful ideas that are alluded to, that are hinted at in man's tzura. It is that koyach eloki, that godly energy, that's mishtal shel, that descends level after level after level, until it finds its place in the tzuras ha'adam. V'hem yiminu smol, l'kach yeshev ha'mzukas. Therefore, man has his. Therefore, the organs of man are in pairs. Shteyanayim, there are two eyes, l'adam yiminu smol. Man has a right eye and a left eye. Zemerki ein Hashem lefamim lahetiv. This is because sometimes Hashem's, the eye of Hashem is to giving is chesed lefamim lahara. Sometimes Hashem is withdrawing. Hashem is concealing. Hashem is taking something away from us. That's called the left eye. Einei Hashem el tzaddikim. Einei Hashem, both eyes, and we find this throughout Tanakh. V'chein ha'oznayim, in the ears. Shu shomea tefila mibnei adam. When Hashem is listening to our tefilas, so when he's accepting our tefilas. So that's called also, that's the right side. V'ulatayv. V'shomea kanter. Shlehem l'roa chas v'shom. If the Rebbein Shalom hears l'shon har about Yidin, chalila, meaning that there's something negative about a Jew that the Rebbein Shalom hears, he receives, that's called the left ear. Raka l'shon hi yechidis b'adam. The Moral discusses this in many places, that the tongue is, there's only one tongue, Baruch Hashem. There can't be two tongues. Because the ability to speak, I don't want to go into this right now, but the man's ability to speak is the definition of who man is. Therefore, there can only be one. But there's no point in going to that right now. That's a very, very profound inyan. Why is it that the lashon is only? The lashon is only one. But the point here is that this is that man was created in God's image, means that the mitzias of the human being in this world corresponds to the tzura of the Adam. Means therefore the tzaddikim were the chassidim, not just by the Talmidei Baal Shem, but by the Talmidei Ha'ari and so on. They're always very, very careful to watch every single movement of the tzaddik. Every single motion of the tzaddik. There was, I remember that there was the last, I was able to see the last, the Biala Rebbe, Allah Shalom. It was a Kaddish Elyon, the Biala Rebbe. So he was at that time, at the time I went to see the Biala Rebbe, so I had been before that, I had been by a different tzaddik to speak to Miyachidus. And I mentioned, and I mentioned him that I'm going to be seeing the Biala Rebbe, and he told me that be careful, watch every single motion that the Rebbe makes. And he told me, he asked me, what time am I going to be seeing the Rebbe? The tzaddik asked me, when am I going to be seeing the Rebbe? I told him I have an appointment for 5:00. So he said to me, this tzaddik, but I'm not supposed to say who it was a big tzaddik. He said to me, you will see that at 5:10. The Biala Rebbe is going to put his right hand behind his neck and scratch the back of his head. That's what he told me. And of course, I wasn't listening to anything the Biala was saying. I was just waiting for 5:10. I'm looking the whole time. Exactly at 5:10, the Rebbe went like this. So that. Because every single second of the day were kavanis and yichudim with the oilmas, the right hand and this and the foot and how to turn the head and. I don't know. He didn't tell me that. But every single movement, every single tnua, it wasn't stam. Every tnua, every motion, was connected in such a way. That's the tzuras ha'odem. It's not stam ideas or symbols. Back upstairs over there on the left hand column. These are the shleimus ha'odem. There are certain people, doctors, and they think that the same animals, they're human limbs, like other animals. It's not true. These are gods of idols. These are the gods of the idols. That's what the Chassam Sofer was makbid, that only a Jewish doctor should look at him. And even if it would be the most brilliant non-Jew, the Chassam Sofer says that a non-Jew can't understand the Yiddish aguf, doesn't know how to understand the Jewish body. That's what he said. A non-Jew can't understand. He doesn't know what he's looking at when he looks at a Jewish body. The Jewish body is... So he says, Ki roife elul hema... That he look at footnote 58, he gives an example in the Beragoyla. Be'ashlishi om the mashle hoya kisu la'ozen ba'atzma k'mayishu la'inayim ulepeh. He says the fact, the reason why is that the ear is not completely covered, like doesn't have a complete covering, that the eye can be completely covered or the mouth can be completely closed. So he says the doctors and the scientists will explain this thing in a natural way. Why is it that the ear can't ever be completely shut? They will explain that. Al toivah lahem, don't pay any attention to this. Al tishma lahem, ki roifa elil haima. They'd be better to wait on statues instead of human beings. They don't know anything about the bria, about the creation of the world. They don't understand anything. And that's the pasuk from here. Roifei elul kulchem, roifei el, gods of idols, you all are. So therefore, those scientists or those doctors who think that the human body is a dovah shebeteva. The Dovah Shebeteva, like other Balachan, they don't know, they don't understand. Back upstairs, Lo Yodu Be'emes Tayer Ha'odem Ve'evarv. They don't understand the deeper meaning of man's, of the structure of man, of his appearance. Ve'evarv and his limbs. Shekuloi Eloki. He's entirely godly. Kuloi Eloki. In the physical world, he's Kuloi Eloki. Kuloi Eloki. The whole Indian, I'm just going to bring this up now, but the whole Indian of Mashiach ben Yosef, of Yosef at Tzaddik, and the beauty that's described from the children of Rachel, and that Yosef at Tzaddik, then in the Yafas Toin Yafas Mara, means the physical beauty of the Jewish people. It means the physical beauty of Knesset Yisrael. But it doesn't only mean of the physical body, it means that the Jewish people are able to exist in a way, economically and politically, socially and so on, in a way that's physically beautiful. That's the Koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef. This is a Torah that the Rav Kook said, that Rav Kook gave a hesped once, and this hesped he discussed this in the Mashiach ben Yosef, this Koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef, and the beauty of the children of Rachel. That the physical form of a Jew, the physical life of the Jewish people itself, is imbued with such kedusha, with such holiness. Whereas the Inyan of Mashiach ben David is the pnimius of a Jew, is the neshama of a Jew. 59. That's why they didn't recognize Yosef HaTzadik, right? V'hem lo hikiru, they couldn't recognize. So Rav Kook said that there are certain Yidden that their understanding of Kiddush is just to be closed into the four amas of learning and of Kima Mitzvahs, and they can't appreciate the external, superficial beauty of other Jews. They don't see the beauty of Jews who are, let's say, working the land, and the old Yeshuv and the new Yeshuv couldn't appreciate the new Yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't, this is Rav Kook is saying, they couldn't recognize Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef means when the Jewish people live in a beautiful way, where their physical lives are beautifully set and ordered. So they couldn't appreciate. In the same way that in a certain level, that there's something missing, that the new Yeshuv could not see how a Jew can't live without the inner Nesham, without the Torah, without the inner world of Mashiach ben David. This conflict between the children of Leah and Rachel, Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yosef and his brothers not recognizing each other, means that until the end of time, there are certain Jews who they're more inclined towards the spiritual, and they don't see the value in the lives of those Jews who are committed to improving their physical lot. On the other hand, the Jews who are committed to that physical domain, they don't see the need for boys learning in yeshiva. Doesn't make sense to them. And this pirud, this terrible rift that exists between Yosef and his brothers continues to the end of time, between Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. That koach of Mashiach ben Yosef that's in the world, that is seeking the physical that is seeking the physical perfection of the life of Klal Yisrael as a people in Eretz Yisrael, in a beautiful way. That's the need of that's connected to the Kerach Mashiach ben Yosef. Look at footnote 59. That the body of a person is kula laki. The doctors don't realize this. That the scientists and doctors, they didn't penetrate to the depths of what a human being is. They are only touching upon the extremities of something that it's shurish, the root of things is godly, is eloki. That's what we find as we get closer to Mashiach. It's interesting how, as we get closer to Mashiach, alternative medicine is becoming a huge industry. I read in the paper billions and billions of dollars alternative medicine. Now there's a lot of quacks out there, but the doctors are becoming less comfortable with the mitzvahs that there are millions of people who are being healed without medicine, right? Without using medical procedures, and it's making a lot of doctors uncomfortable because something's going on. So some of them now are mighty that maybe, you know, there's something to it and so on. But there's a lot of tension between those two worlds and with the insurance companies and so on, right? Whether to recognize, now you see, because the alternative medicine people, they're onto something. What they're saying is that the medical physical symptom is a simon of something that's deeper, that's wrong, right? Which we believe in, except they're also not getting to the bottom of it. The bottom of it, of course, is a Tysus and Steinmarkson. They're not getting to Rashi, but they're going to a place that's deeper. They're talking about it. They're thinking about something. They're thinking about it, whereas the scientists or the doctors who were committed, those who believe that it's only the physical mitzvahs. And there are no shiroshim beneath the physical mitzvahs. So as we get closer to the Mashiach, this is recognized as a mistake, and a mistake that's been going on for thousands of years. It's cost many lives, right? Saved many lives because they're Isaac in the most external symptom of the illness. So the Isaac and the doctor is involved with the external symptom and he's trying to do what he can, Baruch Hashem, because that certainly can help and that has helped. But as far as the Shoirish, Haroife Lakol Tachlu Aichi, that's only the Rosh Hashem. It's only the Ruchnius is the Shoirish. Okay, going Beber HaGoyla, Ber Hamishi Kosev Kasher Tovin is there. Oz Tovin Mailis Tzelem Eloki Shabodam. The philosophers, Lo Ra'u V'Hibita Rak HaTeva. The philosophers just look at nature. Kamei Rofim, like the doctors, Lo Yodav Le'Yavina Rak HaTeva. L'Kach Lo Omdu La Bria Zayis Hu'Odam. Therefore, they can't understand man. They can make good veterinarians. And, you know, botanists and zoologists, that's fine. But as far as understanding man, Bein Mitzad, what is a human being thinking? How does a human being think? And Bei Mitzad, the physical body of human being, they missed the boat. Kitzirus Odom Befrat, Hakolu Inyan Elokiv Lo Tivi, because man is not meshubah to this physical world. They never tell you the underlying cause or the reason of something that's surfacing in the physical world. They'll tell you that this is because of this is because of that, but they're not telling you the shorish of it. They're not telling you the reason, the underlying reason. That it comes from Netzach Ahoy the Yisoid, that it comes from Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. They're not talking about that. Now they're talking about it. And the Eastern religions and the Eastern medicine for a long time has been. I mean, they have their own words that they use, but it's all from that Avraham Avinu when he sent the Pilagshim. So he sent them some Matanas. We know that he gave them Shemus. They have certain things, but in the Eastern medicine, there's something going on. There they're talking about something. They've been talking about it for years, and Western civilization is crazy, barbaric, primitive people. And now all of a sudden they're trying to bring everything from the Orient, because now you're able to touch a certain place, and you're able to touch a certain place, and it's the shurish of a machla that's affecting the whole body, right? You're able to touch something on the spine, and it's able to have. So these are all the shuroshim, all from Torah. This is all from Torah. that got from London and got here and got there and how it ended up in these places. But they're onto something. They've been onto something for a long time. They're onto something. That there are deeper sibas. It's not just what you see with the eyes, not even what you see with the microscope. There's something else going on. That's what he says. There's a natural cause, but then there's a godly cause. So the doctors stop when it comes to natural causes, but they can't. They don't go weiter to the godly cause.
Certainly, man functions in the physical world.
But that siba itself has a siba elokis, has a godly source.
Shall siba sasiba omer ve'yiv elokim es adam b'tzalim b'tzelim elokim baros av l'kach choishma ha'choishma leim kirotzo himzal lahadir a siba tivis.
Those people think that the Chazal were not interested in the siba tivis in medicine. That's not true. The Chazal were big b'kim in medicine. And they weren't just in the natural causes of sickness and so on. They were very much involved in that. They were the greatest doctors in the world. That's a lie. Of course, they were concerned, but they didn't stop there. They understood, listen. They understood that you need to have a certain diet. This is what you need to eat. You have to be careful. And also, don't forget to learn the Daf Yomi. They understood that. Chazal understand that because they're able to see what the shorish, they're able to see what the shorish is of the machla. There was a chavrus of mine that I used to learn with years ago, and he once brought in, it was like it was Hanukkah. He brought in a bottle to show, was like show and tell, and he said, what's this? So he said that his great great grandfather came down with an ulcer. It was in those days, it was very serious. I mean, it was good, people who died, and it was a whole terrible thing, bleeding a whole miser. And he wasn't a chassid. He didn't really believe in tzaddikim, but his wife was crying, and they were crying, and they took him to the Divrei Chaim. They took him to San Zerov, and the Divrei Chaim told him, go home and drink a bottle of vinegar. Now, you know, that's not good for an ulcer. That'll put the nail in the coffin. So he wasn't a chassid, but they said, you know, the sons are over. So in the end, he drank the bottle of vinegar, and he had a yeshua. He was fine, mamish, when he drank the bottle of vinegar. So what happened is that a few years later, his brother came down with an ulcer. And it was also very serious, and they were going to take him to the tzaddik, and their brother, who was better, said, "What do you have to? There's no need to go to the tzaddik. Have vinegar." So they gave him vinegar to drink, and he was going into convulsions. He was not going to die. So now they grabbed him, and they brought him over to the Sanzarov. Sanzarov says, "What's wrong with this?" He says, "I have ulcers." He says, "What did you do for it?" He says, "I had a bottle of vinegar." So Sanzarov says, "Are you meshugah? You have vinegar for an ulcer that kills you. You could die from that." So he's crying, and his wife is crying, so what am I going to do? So Sanjay says, go home and have a bottle of vinegar. And this Chavrusa of mine had that, not Mishpacha, that's his grandfather, has that bottle. It has the bottle from the Sanzerov of that vinegar. Says, Shaita, what do you think? It's because the vinegar has a natural quality of healing. And also, I gave it, I said, go take a bottle of vinegar. So is that Tzaddik is able to say such a thing. Because the Tzaddik is able to understand the Siba, and he's able to bypass the natural causes and to get to whatever he saw, whatever he thought was necessary to get to the point. And he got to the point, which was on some level, it could be in that first Jew, that his what was missing was Emunas Chacham. And when he was able to cross over that boundary and bring himself to, imagine you or I, if the doctors say, if you take this thing, you're going to drop dead in a second. And the tzaddik says, have it. Right? That's not so pashut. So every doctor says, you take this, you're going to die. And the tzaddik says, take this and you're going, this is the only way you're going to live. We should never be tested in such a way. Can you imagine? So it could be that was a tikkun that he needed. He needed a tikkun of emunah tzaddikim, but he was missing. His wife believed, but he didn't believe. And he broke through that inyan, and he had emunah in the tzaddik, and he drank, and he was fine. So that's not because of api teva, that vinegar cures ulcers. It makes it much worse.
But the Amunah in the Tzaddik is what the Tzaddik saw, that he needs a ticket in this Indian of Amunah Tzaddik. Maybe that's what, I mean, I just know the mice, I don't know what the Hezbollah is, but it could be that that's what it was. And then he broke through that Indian, and he had Amunah in the Tzaddik, and he had a Yeshua in such a way. And therefore, even in our days, people zeichah to see by the Baba Sali, not so long ago, there was so mamish nisim gluim by Baba Sali. The Baba Sali would tell people they couldn't walk, but until you walk. But until you walk, yeah, I mean, it was maisim b'chayom, it wasn't like it happened once in a while. Baba Sali was kisei that Baba Sali was doing this. And there's a very close friend of mine that had a terrible scare many years ago. As a young man, he had a terrible scare. He didn't tell his wife, he didn't tell anybody, he was having very bad chest pains. He didn't want to tell anybody, and he wouldn't go to the doctor. He was afraid, and so he went to Baba Sali to talk about different things, and he was going to ask him what's going on. So he walked into the Baba Sali, and the Baba Sali looked at him, and he said to him two things. He says in your tefillin, the levavchem, alavavecha, is pogum, is not good, and also you're not placing the tefillin shayad properly. And he went straight from there to a sefer, and it was exactly in the word levavecha that there was pogum, and then he went back, and the Baba Sali showed him exactly how he should be mitzvah the tefillin shayad keneged halev. And then the Baba Sali said to him, he didn't say one word to us, what was wrong? The Baba Sali said, you have no problems with your heart. You're worried, you're having pains. Of course you're having pains. Your tefillin is a problem. No? So these are mice. This was a mice from 30, 20, 25, 30 years ago. It's not such a long time ago. Baba Sali. There's something to it. Because the tzaddikim are able to penetrate to the shorish of the problem, to the Siba Elokis, that's the underlying Siba. And as we're getting close to the Mashiach, the world is becoming more interested in this. There's more of a fascination with this. and therefore the alternative medicine, although you have to be very careful because a lot of these are nuts, a lot of these people are crazy, but there's something there, there's something that's going on. And we're going to see, and Mitzvah Mashiach should come soon, that there's going to be more and more that's going to be applied from that world. It's going to become more mainstream as we get closer to the days of Mashiach. But we should be zeichet to see all of this taken away, that we should be able to be zeichet to refu Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shkai.